League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Boom, welcome back to another episode of Nick at Night.
Yes, sir.
Sorry for the lag. Sweet tea still sucks. Anyways, we got some good friends of ours in today that is going to be talking about another clothing brand that I have known of for probably like, 3 years now?
It's been like two years now. 2 years?
Yeah,
that's fucking crazy.
I've known this one for a while. You guys were probably actually one of the first group of people that sent me shit out. Like when I first started doing social media shit.
Yes, sir. We'd heard about you since for a minute though.
Yeah.
Like around Twitter and shit.
Yeah,
talking shit. It's like,
That's the worst spot to hear about him.
But that's cool. Yeah. But so yeah, let's just jump straight into this shit. Pretty much.
First, introduce you.
I wanted to ask a question about them.
They need to say their name.
You just ruined my first question.
Good. Fuck your first question.
I'm Alex.
Boom. I'm Cynthia. You guys can call me Binthia.
I go as by Ness.
Yeah.
Ness.
All right. No. You guys can go. Keep flowing.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, this is just we're the TMI project.
Cool.
It's me, my sister, my homie, our business partner. We're just trying to run up e-commerce. We have a few other brands we're working on, too. Yeah, we're happy to be here. Appreciate y'all for having us,
Of course,
Thank
of course.
You guys for
Appreciate
coming.
You guys.
Yes, sir.
So can you break down the name TMI for people that don't know already?
The Mentally Illest.
Oh, yeah. Big shout out.
It's a mental health awareness brand. It's fitting because it's May. May is Mental Health Awareness Month.
Oh, shit.
We actually make 2 years that we launched our brand, the 18th.
May 18th.
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, congrats.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
So you guys first started this off, was it, this was like your first clothing brand? Because I know you said you had a few.
Well, we used to work for another clothing brand and a rapper. And then we learned a lot there. And then once we got out of that, we started our own. Because we were both working with him.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is our first clothing brand.
Our first clothing brand that's ours. But we were working
like
on
in the clothing industry, like behind the scenes, stuff like that.
What about you?
Well, I came in like a little after they, you know, I know Alex for a good minute of time. So he just told me that he had a little clothing brand. I really don't know about too much about it. So I was like, let me give it a try, you know?
Sir.
I'm just trying to make it out, you know, like, let me give it a try. So
this is my guy. We've known each other since we were like 12 playing soccer together. We played soccer and we pretty much grew up together since junior high school at Brookers.
It's been a minute.
I've been giving this full assist. We've been giving each other assists back and forth, and now we're doing it in real life. Assisting each other in real life.
That's crazy. Yeah, hell yeah. Congrats.
So what made you be like, I want to go to Ness and I want him to come into my business when it's already established?
Yeah. Well, this been my guy, and we needed help. It was getting too much for us to handle. So we brought in Ness so he could help out with some stuff. Like, we were locked in. Like, we had to make, how many hoodies did we make? Like,
that's probably like 800, 900.
Yeah.
Making
everything.
Handmade.
Everything's handmade. We didn't have a production team or anything.
It's still handmade?
It's still handmade. Yeah. It's easier now that we've like got the hang of it now.
Groove,
but
yeah.
But when we had to do those 800,
stressful
900.
Stressful nights. Yeah. It was crazy.
It was crazy.
Damn.
I wish we had people making it, but.
We probably made like 1100 because of all the ones we fucked up, like all the hoodies that got messed up.
Yeah.
But it was cool though, because we later this last Christmas we had a big old box of messed up hoodies, and we went around our city and gave out a bunch of hoodies to homeless people and stuff. So it worked out.
That's fucking tight, actually.
It worked out.
Damn, I threw my shit away. I'm an idiot. That is so smart. That is fucking smart.
It's the craziest thing ever when I'm like driving down like to go visit my grandma and stuff, and I see like a man like with like a half the mentally ill. It's still crazy though. It still feels like just like,
you know, that's your shit.
Like when you're out in public and you run into somebody wearing your stuff, like it's the craziest feeling.
Damn, that is dope. Sure. Well, congrats on that. That's
appreciate
super dope. Like, especially
congrats.
That you're giving
appreciate
back.
It,
bro.
Yeah, appreciate it, bro.
How did it like all start?
So I think the mentally ill is like, it's important that we say that it's like a play on the like the stigma for mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, I was in the hospital. I was hospitalized for like a mental illness related incident. And I honestly didn't really know a lot about like mental health. I mean, not mental health, because I feel like mental health people are like people talk about it like anxiety, depression, yeah. and like the most surface level stuff. But it really gets like so much deeper that I wasn't like, I didn't even know anything about that. But yeah, I ended up in the hospital, and
do you care to talk about that? Like, kind of dive a little bit deeper?
Yeah, I can talk about it.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm super interested. I wanted to ask that too, but I didn't want to say it. Thank God he said it.
It
was literally the craziest experience, and I think that the craziest thing from the experience is that it literally birthed the mentally illest. If it wasn't for that situation, for that moment in my life, that this, we wouldn't be here right now. Pretty much at the time, I was working for an artist and I was his assistant, and it was just me. My brother was around, but he wasn't like,
I was just helping her
day-to-day role. Like, he was in day-to-day role. He was around, but I was this artist's day-to-day assistant. And at the time, he had two shows back to back, and he was dropping a collection, and I was in charge of like the social medias and stuff like that. And honestly, when I got there initially, like, I started forming some bad habits, like sleeping habits, eating habits, because you know how sometimes when you're on the go, like,
you want to
prioritize like work sometimes versus like eating a meal. So basically I got caught up all in that. And there was also, it was also like people were leaving at the time. So like roles and responsibilities were falling on me. And obviously, like, if I'm this man's right hand, I'm going to like do what I can to make whatever I can happen. Yeah. So pretty much there was two shows. And on the third day, like, so the two shows happened. And on the third day, like, it was the morning, and I was like feeling like, damn, I'm hungry. Like, I was like, wait, when was the last time I've eaten? And I was like, I couldn't remember. I was like, when? And that meant that I wasn't drinking water, because usually at the time I would be like drinking water with my meals.
Yeah.
So like, I was just like overall like neglecting my health. And I ended up like just tripping
that's
out.
That's crazy.
I ended up experiencing symptoms of psychosis. I don't know if you guys know what psychosis is.
What is that?
So psychosis is a mental illness, like, side effect or symptom. It's basically like people with bipolar and like schizophrenia and like people that sometimes do drugs, they can get psychosis can be induced. And pretty much psychosis is when like the individual doesn't really, can't tell the difference between like reality and just like, just imagination,
like,
I would
like
say.
A thought.
Yeah, like your dreams. Like, it felt like, I remember at the time, like, I felt like I was waking up, and I would like be going through all my days like thinking, did I wake up today? I don't know if you guys have ever had that feeling, but it's a scary feeling.
Like, am I real?
Yeah, exactly. So that's what I was going through. And at the time, I didn't know anything about it. So like, you guys even knowing what it was, at the time, I didn't know what it was at all. Damn. So like, I was basically tripping, and like people in my family, they literally thought that like wild. I was on drugs or something, and I wasn't.
It was wild. Like, that morning she came up, I honestly thought she was like on shrooms or acid or something. She was
because she just thought that shit that wasn't real was real.
She was talking about like some crazy stuff. She was just like, you need to take me to Best Buy right now. You need to take me to Best Buy right now. And then I have videos of us, like her with her eyes closed with her arms.
I was just let's not get into the details. Okay. I was just like wilding, like honestly. And it's crazy because I can remember like the experience and the feelings, but right now, like, I feel like separated from the instance, but I can remember how it felt. I remember like just like, you would talk to somebody, like, you think that the conversation is flowing and you're making sense, but the person on the other end
doesn't understand,
looking at you, and they're looking at you like, are you
so in your head,
okay?
you were talking normal.
In my head, I was talking
like
normal.
He was like, Best Buy, what the fuck are you talking
about? In my head, I was talking normal. And honestly, like, sometimes people, like, they, I don't know, like, when people experience psychosis, like, you just really think that you can put 2 + 2 = 6, and you can convince somebody that, hey, 2 + 2 = 6, and like, that's just not reality. Yeah. It's just not reality. So that was my first encounter with that. So I was in the hospital. I was hospitalized. I was there for like 4 days. A week, and it was like crazy because, like I said, like, I've never gone to the hospital, so
was it like a hospital or like
it wasn't like the psychiatric wards or nothing like that.
I was about to say that would have made it worse. Yeah. No fucking
honestly, made it more honestly, crazy. Yeah. No, if I'm being honest with you, it would have made more sense.
Because
picture this, like, I have no idea what's going on, and now I'm hospitalized, and you're telling me I can't leave.
And the doctors didn't know what was going on either, so they were trying to figure it out. That's why they kept her there for a few days. They were trying to figure
out. They're doing, like, brain scans.
They didn't know if it was drug-induced or what was going on, like, if she on tripping on a drug.
The whole time, I just hadn't eaten and wasn't sleeping. Yeah. So, like, so honestly, like, if somebody does, like, if somebody doesn't eat and doesn't sleep, they're going to experience.
I'm not gonna lie. I've gone on a bender when I had like my first apartment when they used to come over and shit. Where I went like, I think it was like 4 days with no sleep and no food, and then like on the fifth day, I didn't have like psychosis, but I was tripping the fuck out. Like I would like snap, like wake up somewhere and people would be like doing shit around me, and I'm like, how did I get here? Like, where am I at? Yeah. And people would be like, bro, you were fucking with us all day, went to the pool and shit. I'm like, nah, bro, I just got up. And they're like, no, you haven't slept yet. And I'm it's like, crazy. Damn. Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's your brain just like malfunctions, and like your brain is kind of like telling, like is basically like trying to get you to control your body. Cause if you're not sleeping, like you're not supposed to be doing that to your body.
Yeah.
And honestly, like I wasn't like on any stimulants or nothing. So it was just like, just me and my plug and play.
Damn.
That's that no sleep.
My plug and play sativa.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. And it's free?
So, sorry, buddy. You guys better get your sleep for sure.
I've seen that. It's supposedly if you drive with like 3 days no sleeping,
it's worse than drinking and driving.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah, I've heard that too. So you said that was your first encounter. Did you have like a second time when something like that happened? Well, or was that just the only thing?
I think that was just like the
wake up call.
Yeah, it was a wake up call.
After that, that's when I took all her responsibilities with the artist, and we were still with them for the whole year. Yeah, all
because this was in the beginning of the year.
How long ago was this?
This was right before COVID, like February 2020.
Yeah, it was like 3 years.
So then at the end of that, when we were with the artist and it ended, that's when it like kind of started back up again a little bit.
I think. Wait, what'd you say?
Like what after we left and then.
It
started up.
Oh
again.
Yeah, but that was a bender.
Yeah,
that was different.
Damn,
that was different. Like,
then that's when we started TMI. Like after the second time it happened.
So like, did you start it because of like maybe like the way that you saw it affect your sister, or because of how it affected your family, or like was like the reason?
And the awareness behind it.
Yeah, we wanted to like show people that they're not. It's okay. This could happen, and that's why also it's the mentally illest. Because like when someone says you're the illest, like you're cool. You're dope.
You're dope.
So we're like embracing it. We're putting it in our sleeves. Like we could have some of these mental health issues.
We're still cool as fuck.
We're still cool. Yeah, exactly.
I think that's a super. I didn't even know that's what it stood for. I just thought it was catchy. But now that I know that, it actually makes the fucking name so much more dope.
And we started it because we were in that scene, so we wanted to we didn't want to go back to the regular 9 to 5 life. We wanted to keep going with our dreams, you know?
Yeah,
that's tight.
Because we worked so hard. Like we were fans of the artist too, and friends with him for a long time. So we like. That was kind of like we put all our dreams and ambitions into someone else.
Yeah.
So we're trying to now put it into ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah.
Yep. Yeah, and also just like being there and like getting to be creative for somebody else when you get to do it for yourself, it just like it
feels way better. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
So when like where were you when like they first started the brand? Were you still homies with them and shit?
Yeah. Well,
he was actually there at the shows that day when you first went, and he would describe her and like, cause she was sending him to go get stuff for the artists too. He was helping out, and then he would tell me like, "Yo, your sister, like, she's going through something or something. Like, she's not there." Like,
I just remember pulling up, thinking I'm gonna watch a show, but I ended up selling clothes with him, and I was like, "I mean, I guess let's do it."
No, it's cause the thing was somebody dropped out of the tour, like one of the guys that was handling the merch, mm-hmm. and then that guy, the artist, he was like, "Cynthia, handle this," and I was like, "Okay, Alex."
But fuck you were there. That's cool.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, no, that's the thing about Nestor. Like, he's there. Always there when you need him. Yeah. Like,
damn, that's
real. He's a ride or die.
Yeah, that's dope.
Real ass homie.
That's a good ass bond to have. Yeah.
So like, were you kind of like hoping he would ask you to like come in, or it was just kind of like he's doing his own thing, and then when he asked,
I was mostly like out of the blue,
because he was there like at the beginning when we launched everything, just like helping out.
And he was supportive
too.
And shit.
And like, so he told me like, whatever you need, like just hit me up. And then we're like, when we wanted to expand, we're like, yo, we gotta get Ness, we gotta bring Ness into it with us.
Tight, bro. Keep
that's
it close.
Fucking badass.
Yeah, and now we're starting like different ones where it's actually all of ours, like fully, you know, like we gave him some percentages of this one, but now we're trying to start some with him where he's split a majority on. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's tight. That's right, bro.
Sick. Yes, sir.
That's dope as fuck.
Go
ahead, you can ask yours.
I was gonna say, so like, since you guys worked with like the artist and like kind of dealing with his merch, is that how you guys knew how to make clothes in
a
sense?
Not necessarily make clothes, because we weren't the ones making clothes, but it was more of the
game,
the market. Yeah, the marketing, so the designing, the marketing and all of that, like everything on the back side of things. Not necessarily actually making
it though.
Yeah.
We basically kind of learned like the corporate version. So like we know like about the print houses, the fulfillment centers.
So
and
the hard shit.
All the hard shit that nobody knows
like
about.
The next level of what like, I guess you start off like us, how we started it. Like,
yeah.
In your house, whatever.
Yeah.
And then you learn, you grow it to the next level. So we started at the next level.
We could do it for ourselves. We could have went to a print house and had someone else do it since the beginning, but we kind of wanted to do it ourselves. Shit.
That's what I did too.
Yeah, it's like, it feels better too when you're actually making the stuff.
Yeah, it means something to you. Yeah. So now, do you guys ever plan on getting out of like working on yourselves? Like having people do it for you and shit?
Yeah,
I know we talked about this.
For sure, that's the goal, but right now it still doesn't make sense completely yet. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So as soon as it makes sense, we're definitely going to go that route.
Yeah, that is fucking tight, bro. I give it to you because I send my shit out to my screen printer. I just drop off, pick up, sell. Like,
and
that's
we, and I also do stuff for other people now. That's another skill that I have now that I know actually how to make stuff.
And that brings in money like a motherfucker.
So like when people need some stuff, they hit me up and I'll make some.
I'm hit you up. I still need you for those rhinestones, bro. I still hit you up for those fucking rhinestones.
I could do the like rhinestone screen print, like pressing, like with vinyl, like all the pretty much we know embroidery. And we have stuff for like everything.
So whatever you need, hit us up,
bro. And now the clothing industry is blowing up, facts, bro. Everybody's got a brand, no so cap. That money is gonna be untapped.
And it's crazy, bro, because if you think about it, really, people are gonna wear clothes no matter what. Yeah, it's
clothes.
That's
forever.
For the rest
you
of
gotta wear clothes, like you gotta buy. It. Yeah, that is. Yeah. I was thinking about that too. That's actually really dope.
Yeah.
So what's the what's like the reasoning behind the angel numbers that you guys always put on like your clothes and stuff?
So I'm like a spiritual girly, like, you know, astrology, oh, yeah, all that stuff.
I'm surprised she hasn't asked for y'all birth times yet.
Yeah. I know, she said it right now. I'm off. Well,
what do you guys think we are? Or what do you think we are?
Wait, hold up. Wait. Honestly, what are the names of these ones? This is
the zodiac sign.
Okay, yeah. All right, baby. There's a bunch of them, bro.
Me did my research.
She already knows.
Honestly, so it's based off your... So... astrology, like, people usually only touch on the sun sign astrology, which is like what your sign is, the month of your birth. Mm-hmm. But basically, like, what you actually are and your personality and all that stuff, you need your birth time for it. So it's like, it's super tricky. I don't know. I would say you guys are extroverted, so I would say like fire or air, because talking is like,
which
air
ones are those
trait? Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, or fire is Sagittarius, Leo, or Sagittarius, Leo, Aries, or Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Those are my guesses.
You didn't get mine.
You're a water sign?
I think I'm land. Is that a sign? Earth?
Yeah. Land? What the fuck?
That was a good guess. If you're land is on the earth, conversation, that's a good guess.
Land,
earth, water, fucking... fire, and air.
You sound like the avatar air, right now.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, I'm the fucking avatar.
I'm from
head.
The fire clan.
I'm start floating right now.
I'm earth. I'm a Capricorn.
She's
I wouldn't have guessed that. Wouldn't have guessed. But like I said, that's your month, isn't it?
You could have
so that's
like
not
three
your
others,
like
yeah.
That's not like your personality or appearance.
Damn, that is crazy.
It is so crazy. So yeah, so I'm into spirituality. So angel numbers, they just kind of show. They came to me. I feel like
they're everywhere, bro.
No, like, I got my angel. I have my angel numbers. I see all the time. I use them on my clothing.
Mine's 111. That's why mine's Alex the Illest with 111 as the ILL in my username. Because I see 111 everywhere.
I see 222 everywhere, bro. Too, like, I think it's. I didn't believe in that shit until my girlfriend like kind of told me about it a little bit, and then like now it's like I'll be gaming high as fuck. I look at the clock, 222. I'm like, what the fuck, bro? Yeah. And then like. That shit's crazy.
No, it's really the craziest thing to think about that, like, if a car pulls in front of you.
The license plate.
You had to be there. The car had to be there. Like, the lights had to work at the same exact time. Like,
that is
it's
fucking
really,
true.
Like,
that
timing.
Is really, okay, I never thought that
no,
deep
that's
into it.
Crazy. And I think about it like that. And also, like, my birthday is on February 22nd, so that's 222.
Oh, shit, mine's February 2nd, so mine's 2299.
Cool. Angel number,
too. Yeah, that's why mine's 22, That is dope. Damn, I did not expect that big ass answer out of those. I thought she was going to say like,
it's cool.
Yeah. Trendy.
Nah.
They look cool. Everyone does it.
Nah, they are fly though.
So do you guys only use the angel numbers that you guys like or you guys use all of them?
No, we use all of them.
Yeah, we use all of them.
We have one hoodie that has 111-9. Yeah, 111 to, it ends at 555, and then it goes 666 to 999 on this side.
And then it has all the definitions.
And it's crazy because some people attach 666 with like the devil number,
but isn't it like
it's not? It's reflect.
Yeah, it's
like learning about yourself.
Like opening to your like higher spiritual self, like kind of like look within, when, but like also bigger picture.
When you guys released the one that had the 666, did you guys notice like sales were a little bit less than the other ones?
That actually,
should they better?
Actually, it was like because it's the whole hoodie, so that's actually one of our top sellers. The one that has the hoodie. We don't have a piece that's just 666.
But we gotta do like the individual.
Yeah,
individual
for sure. Pieces. We definitely have to.
But people will like ask for 666 stuff. Yeah. Like the emailist, they'll be like, "Oh, can you put 666 for me? We'll customize it."
Yeah,
for
we
them.
Do custom.
Their eyes
pieces
are all
too.
Red.
Yeah, we have on our website that like you could just DM us for a custom piece. We charge a little bit more, but it's like a custom 101 piece. So we blow up, and you have one of those. You paid that little extra that might be worth something.
Damn,
more.
That's actually fucking
type.
That is actually cool as fuck.
Yes, sir.
And it's cool too, cause like some people will be coming up with
some
designs
fire
too.
Fire stuff. Yeah.
They're like, oh, that looks hard.
Yeah. Hey, block up, just use it. Yeah. Oh yeah, we'll get it done. Fuck you. Just drop it. Boom. No, that's fucking, that's dope as fuck. Yeah.
So why do you guys use the rhinestones?
It's dope. Actually, I've been trying to do it for like when I was with that other clothing brand, I was trying to do it for a long time.
Uh-huh.
But it got shot down. Like, oh nah. It was just ahead. Like, we're just ahead of the curve a little bit.
Yeah.
And then
that shit's popular.
Yo, now it's fucking.
Yeah. Now it's everywhere. I've seen so many people with these now.
Yeah. Hell
bro, that's crazy.
Like, you guys are actually the first ones I've ever seen.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anybody else with those.
I think we were the first. Like the first ones that actually popped out with it. I know it's not like the first because it was there, so someone had to have fucking done it. But yeah.
I would have said, fuck that. I would have said I was the first.
You know I told him to make it.
I'm not going to lie. Yeah, I don't think I've seen another brand.
No,
with
I
that.
Haven't.
Yeah.
I think that like they must have been made for like people that individual pieces. Yeah. I think we might have been the first to like commercialize it and like distribute it.
But it's dope. They're it's what catches the attention and gets them to see everything else.
Cause, yeah.
Because like you could do like a hoodie and then like it'll be a dope ass hoodie. But it just needs
pop.
Yeah.
Pop.
So we throw this on there, and this is what makes them check out the whole entire
double
piece.
Take.
Then you're like, damn, okay, that shit's fly.
And it's crazy, bro, because like when we like everywhere we go, there'll be compliments. If you wear these hoodies, bro, like you'll get at least one compliment when you're outside.
Yeah.
Maybe more, but you'll get some sort of compliment.
Yeah, they're dope ass fucking sweaters. They're nice.
Appreciate
they are nice
it, bro.
Fuck,
thank you.
Appreciate
nice.
It.
Thank you. Thank you.
So what got you guys to the point of like learning how to do like the rhinestones, the fucking acid wash? Like, how'd you guys? Was that just because you guys were already around?
Yeah, we pretty much knew where to go to get everything done already.
Wow,
once we
dope.
Started our brand, so that's we already had we already knew where to go to get the hoodies. We already knew where to go to get the rhinestones, and then we just pretty much. Like we said earlier, we knew all the back end stuff already, so it was pretty easy to plug it into our own self.
Damn.
It was also a lot of like trial and error.
Because
Alex has learned like a lot of stuff on his own that he wasn't doing.
Yeah.
We weren't doing over there.
Facts. Like we weren't, because we were in a production team over there. We're just the marketing and back end stuff. But once we came to ours and we started doing our own stuff, that's when we learned to actually, what press works better than another press. Bro, it was crazy. For the 3D, this 3D puff, like so many hoodies will mess up just because the pressure wasn't right. It would like squiggle.
Yeah, puff
up.
Is a motherfucking
bitch,
and
then,
bro.
Since it's a lot of numbers, if one messes up,
you're fucked.
The whole
sweater's fucked.
Yeah. And that's what was the most painful thing out of all the sweaters. Just
like, doing the
one little thing messes up, and it's
you're
over.
You're at the nine. Boom.
Yeah, exactly. Down. It's just
no, but the
or
worst
even
part,
the middle part just.
And the worst part about that is we weaved it all. So like we.
Yeah, we. We picked it out.
We
took
printed
it, all
it
out
from the.
It's like 40 minutes for printer. One to get printed and picked to get one for one sweater.
Holy,
it's crazy. Yeah. It was sleepless nights.
Yeah, you definitely
not too much for me though, because you know what happened.
I was about to say, she's like, sleepless
like,
nights.
No, honestly, my takeaway from like that situation was like my mental health is my number one priority at all times.
That's true. That's why we cut her a little bit slack. We still clown low when we was in the trenches.
Yeah,
we were like Cynthia the Disappearer sometimes. we working, but it's cool.
Also,
like,
I'm a
we
girl,
understand.
So.
Yeah, we understand. Yeah,
that's dope as fuck, bro. That's actually that's cool that you're cool to like fuck around and joke around. Yeah.
We use dark humor to
cope. Yeah, no, bro. Dark humor. You got to cope somehow, bro. Nah, like, you got to cope.
Summer's coming. Are you ready to unveil your beach bod? Yeah. Are you guys ready to fucking go out there, fucking take your shirt off, show off that summer bod,
show off the abs.
Ready you got, whether you got a fucking dad bod or a fucking six pack, are you ready to show that shit off?
Or even if you look like you're fucking 6 years old, exactly, you're still ready to show it
exactly
off.
But make sure with Manscaped that you guys are all shaved up, yep,
smooth,
clean,
smoother than a baby's butt,
ready for the fucking ladies. What can I say? I mean, Manscaped is your spot to go. You go shave that shit, you'll be looking clean. Hey, go out to the bars. I promise you, you'll get a fucking body shot off.
Yeah,
of you.
And they even give you a little machine, the machine clippers. If you have a bushy ass beard, you just gotta shave that shit. You'll be straight. Line exactly. it up. You'll be lined
Whether
up.
You got facial hair, ball hair, body hair, whatever it is.
It will be bald to the fullest.
Exactly. Exactly. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence and level up your full body grooming game with the performance package 4.0. And we actually got that shit.
And even it comes with like a beard oil, like to make it grow.
If you need that.
Like when I wasn't shaving and I had a little goatee, my shit was getting a little thick because of Manscaped.
Exactly. My shit's patchy, but you know what? I throw Manscaped on there. Hey, I brush it down.
It brought it back to life.
It brought it back to life. You can even trim an arrow pointing to the promised land if you're bold enough.
Yeah.
If you need an arrow down there, hey, fucking trim it with Manscaped.
If you want a fucking helicopter pad, if you want to show that helicopter pad and you want like something to land there, go ahead.
Yep. Even if you're wearing sandals, bro, hey, trim those feet. Trim wherever you got hair.
If you're a girl, it's Manscaped, but fuck it. You can shave your legs with that shit, to be honest.
Even if you got a big nose and you need that nose hair trimmed, hey, trim it off, but get 20% off, free shipping, hey, with the code SWEETTALKS. Let's go. Manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with code SWEETTALKS right there. Hey, make sure you go get Manscaped. Come on, y'all.
If you're bald, if you want to get bald, use Manscaped. Hey. I promise you they have the best clippers.
Or even if you want an arrow pointing to your balls, hey, go get Manscaped right now.
Now back Manscaped. To the SWEETTALKS pod.
That is dope. So since you guys already kind of had like your foot in the door, how long did it take for like sales to start rolling in once you guys first started?
Well, it was pretty crazy. We got love right away. Like nothing crazy, but we got love right away. We started in May, and then we grinded out to Black Friday. And then that Black Friday like changed our lives like
When you say grinded out, like...
Like we were just like getting a couple sales here.
You make them right then and there.
Where were these sales coming from?
From like... Our homies.
Look organic. Yeah, it was like organic. It was
just like your friends.
Yeah, mostly
your
friends.
Word of mouth.
Yeah.
Okay.
But when we started, like the first launch, we got like 4K off of love of people around us.
Damn, that's good.
Like showing love.
That is great as fuck.
And then we just started.
A bunch of homies.
And then we just started grinding, just trying to push it. And then that winter, because we started like almost that summer.
Right? Yeah, like
we
spring, summer.
We sell hoodies. So that winter is what really kind of took us off. That winter of 2020 to 2021.
Was there something that you guys did that was just kind of like, we did this, and this is the reason why we fucking took off?
Yeah, homies like y'all that showed love. We sent it to the homies, just all the influencer homies we have, and they would just put it out there.
It wasn't like no ads or anything? It was just pure like influencers?
Well, at first, it was just pure influencers. And then once the influencers started bringing money in, we just used all that money. Like, we weren't touching it. And then we just put it into ads. And then from like January to March, we were running ads like crazy like that. We paid like some crazy. We don't want to talk about the number we paid. But then like the video had like 1.2 million views just off ad spend. And it brought in like good amount of money. That's like what the 900,000 hoodies.
You guys don't got to say the exact number, but the amount that you paid for the ads, did it pay for itself in the end?
Yeah, it did. But the tricky thing about it was... We're behind, and then at one point we like kind of spent the money we used, kind of, and then we just like had to like figure it out and try to sell more to like get it back and reinvest. So it worked out at the end of the day.
Because the thing is, like, we have to still live life. Like, we have to cover our own bills, and also like our like equipment was. If it malfunctions, like, you got to go out and buy a whole new other equipment. Like, it's a lot of stuff.
Like, people don't see.
It adds up, like, printer. Like,
especially since
ink.
You guys are doing it yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was crazy because when we started, this is like the trial. Because we knew about the back end, but we didn't know about actually making stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when we started, we were making stuff on a $100 little
the iron.
Cricut iron on. It was $100, right? And then... we didn't know that you could get $100 little tiny ass press that's gonna make everything easier and better quality.
Commercial.
Once we found that out, we were like, "Well, damn,
we were in there pressing it in the living room, like with our all of our strength." Yeah, all
it was crazy.
Damn, that is fucking.
Gotta make sure it sticks.
Yeah, for real. That's the only thing about rhinestones. I know it's kind of a bitch. Yeah, like, well, heated on so shit.
It's cool because we just had the strings at first. And then we did vinyl on the rest of the hoodie.
Oh, okay.
And then we started doing like actual rhinestones
on the hoodies too. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Fuck yeah.
So how'd you guys get connected with like the influencers?
Well,
I'm sorry. First, let's backtrack.
Yeah.
Where'd you get the idea to be like, I'm gonna send it to like influencers?
That's what both of us were in charge of. Yeah, that was our job.
Oh, like PR.
Yeah. So for the last brand we were at,
so you guys already knew how to fucking kind of maneuver.
So I had some connections from back then, and they were still fucking with me. So it's like I just hit them up, and then people just started seeing everyone using it, and then like a few influencers who really helped us is like. Shout out GMB, Brittany and Garrick, Julie Sophia. Yeah, bro. Shout out to them. They in the beginning, they were like helping us a lot. And then they just showed love. And it's like, you know, like it's politics kind of like.
Yeah.
Some people will be like cool and some people
will be like, I want
back. Yeah. And it's like, I feel it. It's like, you got to get your.
Yeah, you got to get your into.
But we just try to hit up people. And then like whoever responds, we send them stuff out. So just DM people, and then they'll if they mess with it, they'll
and you would DM them off your account or TMI?
Yeah, I would do it off my account first because at first I had more followers than the brand. But then once the brand got more followers, we started DMing them off the brand.
Would you do like a fuck ton, or would you just kind of do like the ones that you fucked with, or how would it be?
At first, I would spend hours just DMing.
How you do it, bro?
Whoever replies, like, well, that's how like I made all the connections that I have today to this day still like. People will fuck with the hoodies, and then they'll start hitting me up more like, yo, but I need this hoodie. Can you pull up on me? And now I'm actually pulling up with them. I'll get a picture with them, and I'm actually with them.
Yeah, that's smart as fuck.
Instead of they're just posting it, you know?
Yeah, that's way smarter. I saw when you posted, like when I told you about the two singers.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so fucking smart, bro. So being there with them and showing the bond is way better than just being
and
like.
And he actually made that happen because I tried to send him hoodies. I tried to send him hoodies, and he sent me a message like, oh, I'm going to be out there in L.A. soon. When I'm out there, let's link up. And I was like, fuck
say
it.
Less.
Yeah, like,
fuck, you know, I got to ship shit.
Yeah,
fuck it.
Damn. Less money to shit on.
$5 saving. Yeah.
It's going to get lost in the mail.
We pulled up on him, and then we just kicked it for like an hour and a half, just smoking. We smoked like 4 blunts with them.
Oh, my man.
Yeah, just chilling, just like. It was dope. It was cool. Shout out Chino Pacas.
Yeah, that's
the guy right now. He's on top of the world. He was
shout out Turo Pacas.
Shout out Turo too. He was just with Drake. Like, it was crazy.
You should have Peso.
Facts, bro. We
that's
trying.
That's putting these shit.
Facts. We trying to like.
Nah, right now he's juiced up.
We're gonna pull up on him.
Yeah,
we're gonna run into him or something.
Bro, I waited for like 2 months thinking of a name, and I was sitting there. I'm like, bro, fuck. I'm thinking way too hard. I'm like, what's my name? And I'm like, Nick. I'm like, that sucks. I'm like, fuck. I can't use my last name. I'm a 5'4 in a good day. And I was like, oh shit, OGD.
Yeah.
And then people fuck with just how it looks.
That shit's hard.
Yeah, and they're like,
yours is hard.
Like, what does it mean? I'm like, oh, on a good day. And they're like,
that is hard as hell.
I'm like, damn, nobody even knows that. But
and yours, like the way you marketed it, like it was just
it's
hard.
You know what is so dope is when I first started it, like how you guys said, like you guys kind of already had like an insight in it. I had like a lot of homies that were doing like bigger clothing brands and shit. So I looked at how they did shit and like kind of winged it my way, and I got lucky. So I'm honestly like, obviously I have homies like them and shit, so like it's way easier for me to get my shit out because I can just talk to those dumbasses to take a picture in it. And like now that I'm like I have like a good chasing following now, I'm like, fuck bro, like if it wasn't for like people that I was connected with, like, really, bro, you just gotta know the right people or get in the right
but
time,
not everyone gives you that love.
No, fuck no, bro.
I mean, and if it's your homie that, you know, that's perfect. Better,
and that's dope, bro. Like I was saying earlier, bro, some people be weird, bro.
That's why I'm really like I give it to you, bro, for sitting there and connecting with people. I don't like, bro.
I just be trying to, I'll be faking this.
I'm not
really,
like,
I'm not even about that.
Yeah, like I gotta rock with it.
They've been around like famous people, and I haven't been around famous people, and I'm just like, I just feel the vibe. I'm like, man, this was ain't really messing with us, you know. Why am I even here? And then you're like, oh, it's marketing. Like, you know, you got to work with marketing.
Some people really but don't try to hide it. That's a
I'm like, bro, what the? At least at the end of the day, be mad. Don't be mad at us when we're there.
Yeah,
you know?
Like, be cool. Like, those and then, like, when I leave, like,
the
okay,
thing
that's
about
cool.
that is you don't know where the people you're shitting on are going to be next year. You don't know if they're going to be, like, on top of you. You don't know where they're going
to
be.
Bro, I ate a fucking bullet like that. One of a young kid, bro, I went to college with, he had hit me up. And he's like, yo, you have a good following. I have a good ass idea for a brand. He's like, it's called Usai. And I'm like, Usai? Like, where the fuck have I heard that from, bro? Like, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I kind of blew him off, bro, because at the time I'm like, this motherfucker, he had like 100 followers. And then he fucking co-owned with Versailles. Versailles or whatever the fuck.
Yeah. Going crazy. Yeah, oh, yeah, that's going crazy.
And I'm sitting there and I'm
way
I
better than
RGD. Fuck it. I saw Andrew's shit and I saw my homie in the background and I'm like, oh, I fucked up. I'm like, I fucked up, homie.
They're doing a lot of rhinestone crazy stuff. I've been
seeing
that. Yeah,
bro, he does the dropshipping shit.
Yeah,
that's
hard.
I low-key was, like, trying to get into the dropshipping shit, but, like, with my following, bro, it's a sketchy game, bro. Yeah, I don't
know. You could get lucky on that shit, or you could waste your fucking time, yeah.
Bro, my homie sent out 46,000 for, I think it was, like, 1,000 hoodies, 700 shirts, and, like, 200 or 300 pairs of shorts, and they were coming from Sweden, bro. And they sent him a sample pack. They sent him videos. Fire actually, he fucking wired the money, and like a week later goes by, 2 weeks later goes by, 3 weeks later goes by, and I'm like, hey, I want that shit to take to ship. He's like, nah, it takes like 2 months. All right, whatever, bro. And then like 4 months later, I realized he never dropped nothing. I texted him, I'm like, hey, whatever happened with the merch? Oh, bro, you don't even want to know. I got scammed. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm good off that, bro. And like, thank God he's like a, he's a dumbass, bro. Like, he does gambling for a living. So like, the 42 bands was a gamble for him anyways. Like, he went back. The
next
I'm like, fuck, I lost 42 bands. Fucking jump off a fucking bridge, brother. I'm not doing that. All right, fuck it. My fault, guys. We just went on a little tangent, but we're back from the restroom break and we're ready to get back into this shit. So, as we said, we were on. Fuck, bro. We talked so much. I don't even know.
Last thing we were talking about the whole entire influencer.
Oh, yeah. Like with marketing and stuff. The best thing I feel like is when you actually link with them.
Yeah.
And you actually do like a little video with them, where it's like they could. So many people are doing PR packages, posting it. So the stuff that actually hits. Is when you actually link up with them and do something. Yeah, facts. And then that also brings like when we was with Chino, like he took out the street because some people they're too street for it. And
it's not their style.
So like they take out the strings, but then like so he didn't have the strings. So the strings is what captivates people, makes people comment, get the sales. But he still posted and everything. Like shout out to them, bro.
Yeah, facts. Shout out.
Fuck but like even though we didn't get sales directly from like them posting it, we got sales like from our people that oh shit, Chino's wearing it. All right, I'm gonna buy one now.
For sure. Yeah, hell yeah.
So what would you say is like a better marketing strategy? The sending it to influencers or ads?
I mean, dude, the trippiest thing about that is that literally those are the two things you're supposed to do, right? I asked literally my Snapchat AI. I was like, what can I do to help my clothing brand? Oh, you can run Facebook ads. I already did that. What can I do? Oh, you could go with some influencer that has a similar. I was like, all right, I'm doing it right, I guess. You're not going to help me.
Damn, that's,
but if you had to say which one's better, or is it just kind of like hard?
It's hard. Well, the thing is, it's complicated because like ads is a guaranteed like return on your investment.
I don't think it's good.
If you know how to work them, though.
If you know how to work them,
you gotta kind of like be dedicated to it, on it, like matching
like all the pixels and shit, like all the data that you collect and
so
all.
So if
that.
You have a good ad specialist, is just the way
ads
to go.
Ads is like it's like undeniable. If you have a good picture and like a good
that's what I mean. Yeah, like, if it's gonna hit, it's gonna hit off of ads versus off of influencer.
But I was gonna say, do you make sure that like an ad hits?
You don't know.
Is it just kind of trial and error, and then once you kind of get a hit, you kind of go with it, tweak it a little bit,
and it gives you all the data which ads working more than which one, like that, so you could go off
like
that
compare it type shit.
Yeah, you could go off like, oh, this one worked, this type of picture with the person sitting like this. So, like, all right, let's do more shit like that.
They clicked on it for a second. They left after 3 seconds. Yeah, they all that. Forwarded it.
Music, like the song work, the song.
Videos versus pictures, like everything, all the little details and stuff. So if you really, really, really have some, like, you could learn it, but people are actually out there that are ad specialists that know everything about it. And if you have a good ad specialist, you could hit off the ad.
Yeah, because.
But influencers, too. Influencers is a give and take because sometimes it won't hit, but it depends, like, who the influencer is.
Yeah, do you guys look at like engagement type shit, or do you guys look at like, okay, like their audience is maybe more like
streetwear,
streetwear based health, or whatever, or you guys are like, you know what, fuck it, they got a million followers.
Yeah, we bite the bullet on all the analytics with the influencers just off the relationship, just like, oh, I'm gonna send you something and I'm gonna have a relationship with you now, so I could be cool with you. I don't care about that. Maybe you'll invite me somewhere and then there'll be someone else there that's gonna, you know,
that's really fucked
so it's
smart.
Like
that's
just, smart, yeah, yeah. So it's just like I'm gonna show love just regardless of, for the influencers it's more the connection.
Yeah, you never
know
where that door opens to.
Facts. Like, bro, like it was crazy, we were selling at Melrose and shout out my guy Vincent. You guys know Vincent and Sam Kelly? There are a couple.
Oh, yeah. That motherfucker's funny.
That angry ass motherfucker.
We're at Melrose, and then I just seen him walk by, and I'm like, and I just ran to him, and I just hooked him up with the hoodie. And then, like, 3 months later, like, he messaged me, yo, I've been looking for your page. Like, oh, and I was like, I sent him more stuff, and he was like, he hit the most for us. He was one of our biggest influencers that hit. And that was just random chance.
But he would always wear it in, like, his TikToks, his posts. I remember seeing you always.
He has one, like, with, like, 15, 16 million views on one, just rocking our t-shirt on there.
And then you look at the comments, like, hoping, like...
That's our favorite thing.
Because also, like, you got to pay for them to tag you. We just, we're just sending it to them, hoping they wear it.
Out of love.
Yeah, it's just, like... Like, it's eyes more than, like, actual, like, clicking on the
So you guys have never paid, like, an ounce to an influencer?
Not yet.
Honestly, that's smart. I think that's smart, too. Toss it back this way.
If it's doing that fucking good, like, you might as well keep rocking it.
Keep doing that shit. Fuck, there's another question I was going to ask about fucking influencers, but I low-key forgot it.
We can ask about, like, Sway Lee and stuff.
Is, Alex is, like, the luckiest person I know. He'll literally, like, run into, like,
I remember my question. Crazy. All right, before we get into Sway Lee, because I have a fucking attention span of a squirrel.
Are we going in or are we on?
I was going to say, like, have you ever, like, sent it to an influencer who maybe, like, you hit up or maybe they asked you and they never fucking posted?
Yeah, hell yeah. That happens all the time, I don't care about that.
So what about that loss on that money though? Don't really matter.
We'll get it somewhere else. You feel me?
It's like 20, 30 bucks, whatever. Yeah, facts, the cost of the hoodie.
That is smart.
We'll get it somewhere else. Like we sent them something. Like, they'll know that we sent them something. I want, like, we ever run into them or something. Like, I remember.
I did get something from you. Yeah,
fact.
So are you like when you give like an influencer something?
That happens. The majority of the time when you're not paying for an actual post.
That's what I was going to ask
you. That happens the majority of the time. Majority of them just get it. You know, they don't actually post it.
Yeah, influencers, they receive
so much shit.
I'm not saying like me, but like the fucking bigger ones that have like millions of followers. I've been to like the houses of like other people that have, you know, like a million, I've seen somebody that has like a fucking closet. And this is like, this is just all free shit sent.
When we were with the artists, I pulled up to what's their names? The helicopter guy, the twins. They got canceled.
The Dobry twins?
No. Tony and
Stoke twins?
He said a helicopter.
They call it Tony and
Tony and
Tony Lopez and his brother.
Helicopter because of his fucking dick. You don't know what happened with
that was like COVID time shit.
That's how you bring him up. Yeah. It's because one of the fool, his fucking nudes got leaked and his nude was him doing the fucking helicopter.
Why would you bring him up?
I know exactly.
I was thinking about flying.
I never. Who knew?
Nobody comments that. This fool was like, that's my favorite video.
Logan knew.
Of course, Logan.
The Lopez brothers.
Yeah, we pulled up to drop off some stuff back then because that was our job reaching out. And then we pulled up to drop off some stuff. They just had hella shit right there in the front. I think they were living with the hype house, something like that.
Oh, dude.
They just had so much shit just right there.
Their shit's just
fucking
boxing. That's when we didn't have our own. That was still when I was over there. Yeah, when I was over there. Dude. But yeah, we've been like, when I was over there, I met G-Eazy, Trippie Redd. I was in the studio with Trippie Redd, G-Eazy. We were in the studio with YG. I had a whole ass conversation with YG. I signed an NDA that day. Never mind.
Yeah, I was about to say.
I'm not going to talk about that.
Wait a minute. Can you talk about that? Crazy.
Relax, bro. Relax.
and they come after
you. Took our phone. I just said once.
But it was cool, though.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a dope experience.
How was it, like, seeing people that you, like, only see, like, on...
At that time, like you said, like, I'm kind of, like, savage with it. Like, I won't care if I make myself look dumb. I'm going to go up to them and talk to them. That's how I feel. Like,
you got to give it... There's 9% of people will not do that.
Just go up and shoot my shot. I don't care.
That's how... When we first started the YouTube channel, like, and we would... Because fucking Leray.
And we're going to take another quick little break because we got a sponsorship offer from HelloFresh. That's HelloFresh right there. If you want some fresh food, you don't want to go to the grocery store, and you just want to cook up at the house, order that fucking HelloFresh.
HelloFresh will get your tummy full too.
I'm talking about it. Come on, we're saying this right now that HelloFresh will get your tummy full, and not only it'll save you the trip, save you the gas money, all that shit, just to show up at your door.
And if you don't want to order Uber Eats, DoorDash, any of those shits, HelloFresh is right there to get you full, and you'll be straight.
Exactly.
Like for half of the day, or even they'll bring you multiple packages.
They'll bring you food for the whole week. Yeah, come on. HelloFresh does more than just delicious dinner. Not only can it take your pick from 40 weekly recipes, but you can also choose from over 100 items to round out your order. From snacks to easy lunches to desserts and pantry necessities, everything arrives in a box at your door. I'm telling you, it's going to save you the gas. It's going to save you the gas. And that shit's bomb. Like, take it from us. We've cooked that shit in the house, and that shit has filled us up, and we were like, damn, this shit's actually pretty fucking good.
It puts in work.
We've used HelloFresh before. It showed up at our door, and the first thing we did was, hey, actually, I'm kind of hungry right now.
Yeah, exactly. I'm kind of hungry.
I'm kind of fucking hungry right now. Let's see what this shit tastes like. And we cooked it all. They have all the ingredients, everything you need. You don't even need to add shit. HelloFresh is right there. They'll give you everything you need. Just throw it on the pan. Throw it on the whatever.
You don't have to go out. That's the thing. You don't have to go out. Do none of that shit. You just cook it at home.
Even if you want a cute date right there, hey, HelloFresh is there.
Right there. We're staying home eating HelloFresh today.
Yup, exactly.
We ain't going out, baby, to Master's. We eating HelloFresh.
Exactly. We're not going out, but go to HelloFresh.com/16Sweet and use code 16Sweet for 16 free meals. Plus free shipping. Plus free shipping right there. Come on. 16
free meals.
Come on. Use code 16Sweet for 16 free meals. Meals right there and free shipping.
Free meals, y'all.
Come on, that's 16 free
dates. You
can't
beat 16 free meals.
You can even go on a picnic and say, hey, I got some.
I made it for us.
Come
but
on.
But we all know that it was HelloFresh.
How perfect is that?
There we go.
Exactly. Yeah. Use HelloFresh. Use 16 sweet on HelloFresh.com. Hey, come on, y'all.
Yes.
It's only right.
Okay.
All right. Peace out, y'all. Now let's get back to this episode.
Let's go.
He had hit us up like early on when we had fucking like 100K or some shit like that. And he would bring us to like parties, or like he would just invite us to his house. And like at these parties or houses would be like these other motherfuckers that we would see that have like millions of followers or whatever. And like I feel like it's like, I don't know if it's different, but for us, we're like, fuck, should we go up to him?
Oh my God.
That's the same thing with me. Trust.
It's because like you don't want to look like a clout chaser, but at the same time, like, you know,
I'd be looking at people like, either he's going to dap me up or I'm going to sock him. So it's going to be
bullying. For real.
You're going to fuck with me or not.
I made myself look dumb a couple times.
I feel like we have too, but then at the same time, I feel like what we kind of learned was how to approach somebody, and we're not trying to talk to them about like business type
just
shit.
Just say what's up, you know?
Just kind of
like cool vibes type. Like,
And the thing is, think about it. There's a million people there. Nobody say hi. He's going to remember the one motherfucker that say hi. Like, oh, damn, all right, I remember him. He's cool.
Yeah, so like just like from that where it's like, you know what? Fuck their followers. We're not going to mention an ounce about like, you know, social media. We're just going to go up to them. And if we click with them, we click with them. Yeah. If we don't, we don't. And just from that, we have met like some like pretty big fucking people where we like had like actual conversations with.
Yeah.
And
bro, we talked to fucking Face Banks.
Bro, literally Face Banks. Bro, Face Banks. If he see me, he give me a big old hug, bro. He pulled up when we were out there.
That's sick as fuck.
He didn't give me no fucking hug.
He pulled up. It was at the crib I was staying at. So I got the bottle. I was in charge of like all the people. So I got a bottle. I just gave it to him. Here, bro. Whatever you need, let me know. And then, like, after that, I seen him a couple times. Yo, he just gave me a big old hug,
that's a
bro.
No, he's Banks is a real-ass guy.
Fuck, bro. He's, like,
he's so dope.
He's probably one of the real, like, facts, real genuine bro. Fucking facts. People.
And he don't give a fuck about no clout,
he's big
bro.
As
yeah.
fuck.
And there's not a lot of them,
that's the
to
thing,
be honest.
Like, you see small content creators
that
are just blown
like
up,
shit
bro.
Stink, bro.
Yeah, he's bro, and he's famous as fuck. And he's like, "Yo, what's up, bro?" I'm like,
that's the craziest part. It'd be the motherfuckers that have, like, a million on TikTok but, like, 50,000 on Instagram that are, like,
nah, this was whack. Whatever.
But then
type,
it's the motherfuckers that got like fucking 20 million on Instagram.
And they're the most chill people.
20 million on YouTube, and they're the coolest motherfuckers down on earth.
That's crazy. Like the influencers, like the people we have, like are like GMB and Vincent, and those two I actually have relationships with them. Like Garrick and Brittany, I'm super cool with them, and they're super popping. And then some people are like, oh, like I'm not gonna fuck with you, blah blah blah.
Yeah.
You know? And it's crazy, like the like
Garrick's cool. I like it.
Yeah,
bro.
Garrick's
cool.
Yeah,
they're cool people. And sure. What I like about him is he's cool with it. He keeps it the same with everybody. Fact. He don't try to pick no sides. Fact. Like yeah. Ryburn, one time when we fucking ran into him at
VidCon.
The Blessive's birthday party. Yeah. I had came up to him and I'm like, hey, I raced you. I had a super that was wrapped in more. Yo, bro, I haven't seen that. I'm like, oh, I thought he was going to talk shit to me. I'm like, bet that did it. We started talking about business, bro, cars. Cool, like, bro. And then after, I knew who he was, but I didn't really know he was that big.
He's a
and
real cool dude, bro.
I seen his girlfriend walk in and I'm like, oh, that's the girl from. And then they kissed. I'm like, oh, that's the boyfriend of the girlfriend. Yeah. I'm like,
bro, they're super dope. Shout out to them. Congrats on their engagement.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, yeah, and the fuck their businesses, congrats, bro. They're doing crazy.
But that's what I'm saying. The thing, like, the bigger people. Like they show more love. That's
they know what it's like coming up, bro. Like,
yeah,
that's the mind fuck of it all.
They gave too much popularity to kids that like don't understand what it means to be popular. Facts. And that's why, like, you see 90% of the people outside and they think they're like some cool hot shit. And it's like, bro,
like you weren't cool in high school.
You were 2 years ago, bro. You were a fucking loser, bro. Yeah. Like, yeah,
No, you could go, bro.
I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh. Yeah, so did he.
No, I remember. I was gonna say like before, like going back to like when we would when Larray would take us to like the parties and stuff. He would take us to like that was when like content houses were like really popular, but it wasn't just like the hype house. He would take us to like these other houses and stuff, and it would be like these TikTokers who like they just had like a couple TikToks go big, and then like now they're fucking doing like I don't even know that they're doing now. They have like a million, maybe 2 million, and they just thought that they were the fucking like shit.
It's crazy,
and they would like treat us like ass.
That's why I always go
and
to
then
people.
Now they're like
dead.
You mentioned their name, like
who's that?
Yeah,
he's crazy, bro. And that shit comes around too. The way you treat
bad
people,
karma follows you. Like the way you
treat people, that's 100.
Like
right
I
there.
Said, you don't know who this person is gonna be next year, bro.
Yeah, you might fall off, and that motherfucker might pass you. And remember that one time you dissed him.
Yeah.
Man. I call those fools the one time.
The
one time.
Yeah, one time. Stay away from them, bro. It's not worth it.
That's just crazy.
So I wanna ask one more thing. So like. You said that besides like the mentally illest, that you're starting like a new clothing brand.
We actually have a couple. One of them's Ballers Only. Shout out Ballers Only. It's with my two homies. They both played professional in the youth level, and one of my homies, he used to play for the national team for USA. Like U15 something like that.
Uh-huh.
He has like the memory. You know what they give at the
like
beginning
a trophy
of the
type
game?
Shit.
No. Like when you play national teams,
when the captains come up to each other
and they exchange.
Like he has a bunch of those at his crib and shit.
Damn.
And my other homie, he played in Sweden professionally. So I'm linking up with them because they're heavy in the soccer world. So we're starting like a athletic soccer type brand, Ballers Only.
That's
lit. And then we're like starting some other stuff too.
Yeah. So Alex, he helps me a lot with everything because I feel like he is like the analytical side of things.
Yeah.
I'm more like the creative, like the vision.
I'm creative too.
No, he's creative too.
Bro, no, I'm you not. Know what?
Yeah.
I'm hearing all this shit and I'm tripping. Bro. I'm like, what?
No, yeah, he's creative too. But I'm saying like the analytical is like not my favorite part. But I'm starting another brand. It's called Midheaven. And Midheaven's kind of like a play on, like, life is, like, you only get one life, so, like, kind of live it up to the fullest. Like, heaven on earth.
You know what is so dope? I had a long quote that I lived by. It was called Halfway to Hell, which was the same shit. Like, you only have one time to fucking make it, so stay up.
Kind of like,
super dope, bro.
And also kind of like how, like, us as humans will never get the heaven experience.
Yeah.
So, like... You gotta
make it
right
here.
Right now, like, this is the only chance you're getting. So it's called Midheaven 777. So it throws a little bit of a look into the aspect of, like, your journey.
And then we're starting up the one thing we showed you earlier, the FNA name one.
Yeah.
So we're trying to do that one, too. We're just trying to do some crazy streetwear
that is super
shit.
Dope,
like,
bro.
Yeah, we're just trying to run up, like, as much as we can, bro. Like,
multiple sources of income, bro. Some way to get rich fast.
And we're also, like, trying to partner with people. Some people have approached us to collab and stuff. So it's like
I'm gonna have to tap in with you for sure. I didn't even know you. I'm not gonna lie. I thought like you had someone do your shit. I didn't know you guys did your shit. I'm a dev after you.
That's what trips me out with all the, when the like we get the influencers post and it's like a million views and they're wearing something. I was like, I made that.
I was in my
right
house.
There,
that's fucking crazy. That is dope as fuck. Go ahead.
What's one thing I want to speak out about is like what's crazy is like I come from like a lower level class, you know, living like. You feel me? So I see my homies that are seeing like, oh, man, this was doing off this. So
yeah.
We're working on something too. It's called Paper Route Money. Ooh. So, you know, we got to, it's barely in the make. So
but what's good is that you guys all have different, like, you know, different areas you're hitting. Yeah. Like, you got, you know, the mentally illness. You were talking about the paper money and shit like that. Like, that's super dope. I think that's going to be, like, at some point, they're going to be like, damn, this motherfucker makes fucking mental health, soccer, money. Like, damn, what don't he have?
We're trying to do a little bit of everything.
We're trying to take over the world.
Yeah, bro. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Like she said, you're only here once, bro. Yeah, you got to fucking
make it. Got to make it worth it.
Yeah. Well, since we're already on the topic of it, so let's say, like, you know, we were like some youngsters that didn't really know about nothing. How would you explain, like, kind of starting the clothing brand, getting into it, like getting the materials and shit like that? What could you give to someone to help start, pretty much?
I'll tell them, like, yo, what's the idea you want to do? Draw up your idea. If it's like simple, like wording type vibe, mm-hmm. then you could go buy a Cricut, and then get vinyl, and you could like get it done. You could watch a YouTube video real quick. It's pretty easy to learn. Just learn it real quick. It's like, I'll tell them you need $500. $500 and you could start something up.
Yeah.
With $500 and then go on YouTube and then just watch whatever you can to soak up game and learn what you could do. And then you could just run it up and then just keep scaling off of that. Like whatever you make, like don't spend it. Just keep reinvesting back in. And then once you start touching real money, then you could start
expressing money. Yeah. That's cool, bro. Because I actually started OGD with $500. My first drop, it was like 60 shirts, like some cheap shit, fucking vinyl print on some cheap fucking AS color shirts. And I remember when I first started, I'm thinking like, fuck, this is not going to go nowhere. Like, I was like, I don't have like enough like funds or even the knowledge to get into the game. And it's super dope that like now that obviously you're in the position you're in, and I've been doing it for a year and a half too. Like, it's cool. I say the same shit, bro. Like, you can start with nothing.
You could teach, bro. YouTube University, bro. I dropped out of Chapman University.
I live right up.
Bro, I didn't drop out because of grades or anything. I just had a different opportunity I was a 4.2 GPA in high school.
Damn,
I was like top 25.
God damn, boy. Like, why do you know what
that? That's what I'm saying.
With the, I like a 2.2.
I wanted to be a lawyer, but I wanted to be an entertainment lawyer. So I've always wanted to be in the entertainment business.
Yeah.
But then I saw the opportunity to do it faster. I'm not gonna waste my time. So why you see him beat around the bush? So I just took the opportunity, dropped out of school. So I was about to be on the soccer team too at Chapman. Like,
well, bro, look, we're fucking in it, you guys. Fuck it. Facts. Right route, obviously.
Everything works out.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What would you guys say is like the hardest part about starting a clothing brand?
Believing yourself. Like, keep on going. Like,
facts.
Like,
facts.
When you're posting and you're seeing that like the people closest to you aren't like
nobody fuck with it, and you're like,
yeah,
damn.
It's hard. Like, it's hard to like just like accept that it's not personal, mm-hmm. but I would say like just don't give up on yourself, and also, honestly, you have to have a passion for it too. I'm not gonna just say like this advice is for everybody. Yeah. Like, you gotta like want it. It has to make sense, I think.
Yeah, I've had homies that started a clothing brand. It lasted 4 days. I'm like, bro, why'd you even waste the fucking 4 days, bro? You should have just started on another business. But I mean, fuck it, it is what it is. So, what do you think's next for like TMI and for all you guys together and shit?
Shit, well, we're just trying to run up as much e-commerce as we can. And we're trying to go into the music industry, too.
Yeah. We're dropping an album.
I believed it. I was like, I don't even know.
I was like, no fucking way.
We're trying to manage artists. We've had a couple artists that we're managing right now. And we have a couple artists we have our eyes on. So we're just trying to manage artists. So if you make music, tap in. We're trying to get into the music scene, too.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, the clothing brand, I love clothing, I love fashion, but I love music equally as much.
Yeah,
so I want to be both. I want to be in the music.
Then you can
industry.
Mix them together.
The main goal is to make a label. To be honest,
we
want to
do a label.
Then imagine
label.
The money you're making off the label clothing too.
Facts.
And then and then growing up from like a family that comes from music. I didn't learn no instruments. I didn't learn nothing, but I always had that love for music. So I was like, I got to be in it so I was like.
And shout out to our homie Tomas Perez. He just signed to
Rancho. Shout out Tomas.
Out to Rancho Humilde. So he literally the week before he signed, we were kicking with him in his garage.
Yeah, just jamming until six in the morning and the most humble kid you could ever.
Rancho Humilde,
on Monday went on Instagram Live with Jimmy and
That's history now, buddy.
Yeah,
Jimmy knows what he's doing.
Yeah, Jimmy got the game.
That's the goal. We try to be
like Jimmy.
Yeah, I went to his I went to his Vegas the cruise.
Yeah.
And bro, I remember seeing like two Cullinans back to back. I'm like, who the fuck?
Yeah. We pulled up.
I see Jimmy pop out. I'm like, fuck, there he is.
We pulled up to their headquarters, the Rancho Mille headquarters, Tomas and Valle.
Craziest thing you could see.
Wild, bro. Offices on top of offices. Two AMG G Wagons right there.
A bunch of classics. It's crazy.
Yeah, Jimmy got good taste in cars.
Yeah. Hell yeah, for sure.
That's the goal. We trying to be in the music. And then the Mexican scene is popping off.
Oh, right now, bro. Vessel's fucking.
That shit's going fucking.
He was just on fucking Jimmy
Fallon. Yeah, you seen that? I was like,
I thought it was, bro. My grandpa was watching it, and I thought he was on like a noticia. So I thought it was fucking translated. Like, you know what I mean? And then I see Jimmy Fallon talking English, and I'm like, my grandpa don't even understand English. Yeah, the fuck? My mom's like, no, that's a Mexican singer on an English station.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah, that was crazy.
That was the first time it ever happened.
And you guys are Mexican?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all Mexican. Bro, so it's crazy. Like, it's our people. Family, bro, you know?
The culture is shifting and we're watching it.
Yeah, like, no, that's honestly, fucking
that
nuts.
That shit's on top of hip hop right now.
Oh, yeah. Bro, he's got eight fucking songs on the billboards right now, bro. That's
what a time to be alive, man.
I think this is probably like, I remember, it's funny because like when I moved out of like LA area and I went to IE when I was 18. Fucking all my homies are all fucking paisa right there. So I got into corridos like super heavy and off-roading and shit like that. Yeah. And I started kicking with them and they're like, the fuck are you guys?
That shit's hard.
Bro, and at the time, like, nobody really fucked with corridos unless you were Spanish and like you actually liked the music. And like now I'd be seeing like in the gym, I hear that shit and I turn around to a white boy. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's crazy.
I was like that at first. Like I was like, yeah, like a little bit.
You kinda gotta be guarded.
Honestly, I would always bump corridos. That's my type of people.
You know what? I feel like when you don't understand what it is, you automatically think it's something like drug dealing negative.
Honestly, I had a bad rep for corridos because when I was a kid, I'll be trying to go home at the parties and I'll be laying on the chair, laying on the chair, and I'll be like, bro, that's the reason why I didn't like it. I've always there's a few songs I would always like, but then like I really got into it with
it's crazy though, like you see people that don't really like it and then
it's a good beat.
My boy knows every song now. I'm like, damn. Like,
oh, and
where TikTok, you come from?
Give it like four more fucking years. Watch out. Yeah, TikTok, bro.
No,
TikTok.
We're scratching the surface.
Yeah, bro. I'm saying,
one more month.
Yeah, bro. Watch
yeah, for real.
Especially with all the new, like, young Mexican singers. That's what's crazy. Like, when rappers come out, they're already kind of older, like 26, 27. These kids are fucking 16, 14, 15. Yeah. It's like, bro, you're barely starting your fucking life. And you're already getting the chance. Like, bro. Imagine when those fools are 35.
Bro, like Chino, bro. Chino's 16 years old he's kicking it with Drake at the club. Dude, you can't even get into the club.
Just imagine how he feels like.
Bro, he's a humble ass kid.
I don't even know what the fuck. I'd be just sitting there like,
I'll be like,
if I don't know who the fuck talking to.
He's a humble ass kid, bro.
Nah, yeah, for sure.
That's a good comedy coming around, bro.
For real.
I was going to ask, like, do you guys ever plan on like trying to get your guys' hoodies into a store?
That'd be super dope.
We wanna.
Have you guys ever thought about that, or is it just kind of like it happens? It happens.
I have a couple plugs like with Zoomies and stuff, but I feel like I don't want to get it into theirs. I want to do my own
your
store.
Own shit pop-ups. Yeah.
And I'll do my own store once it's like
big enough to ready.
Well, yeah, that's the main goal. Yeah, doing our own store.
I think
stuff,
in stores is different. Like we gotta do like a collection for in stores.
Yeah, you gotta have like a bunch of shit.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie. When I first started getting into the clothing and shit like that, like I was super against like stores and shit like that because I don't
why. Why is everybody against stores?
More online, especially right now, bro. Online's going crazy.
I feel like the clothing brand shit, like, the reason people fuck with it is because there's a connection to what it means and who did it. So, like, imagine, like, this is going to sound super fucking sideways, but I don't mean it like this. But imagine, like, you walked into a store and you just saw that sweater at Forever 21. Would you buy it?
At Forever 21, probably not.
Okay, but now you're hearing the fucking story about why it's here, how it started. Now you're like, oh, shit, this fucking sweater has a whole different meaning. Thanks. And, like, you have it in a store. No one knows where the fuck that shit came from. It came from Pakistan, bro.
Okay, yes, but I feel like, imagine you go to fucking Zoomies and you see that and you like it and you have no idea who fucking they are or anybody that they know are.
Yeah, and then you pick up a price tag and it says 75. I'd put that shit right back down.
But
now you guys are selling something. You're like, fuck, this is. And then on top of everything else, this motherfucker's donating to fucking charities, bro. Giving out to homeless.
It's just the meaning behind it.
Now I know my money's not going to some fucking rich motherfucker that I don't even know. It's this motherfucker right here that I can see. And like, that's what I was saying. Like,
it's more personal.
It's more personal. The shit you guys are doing with like the actual creators and shit in like person.
Yeah.
It's like, damn, this motherfucker's fucking with Chino. Now this motherfucker's fucking with this fool. Now it's on GMB. Like, you can see where it's going. Like, I think that's why like people stray away from the store shit, because it's like once you go into a store, you kind of lose that connection. It's more just like a piece of clothing, and then what difference you between that and a fucking white shirt.
The next one, the one right next to it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, that's why, like, I feel like that's why you guys said the same shit. When you make your own, it's different because now it's your shit.
They're
going,
they're gonna go to the store because of the whole story and everything that goes with it. And when you just see it right there, it's you don't get the whole story behind it.
Plus, you can't really market nothing in the store. It's Zoomies shit. It's your shit inside Zoomies.
That works if you're fucking popping. Yeah, you tell your people, oh, go get it there.
Yeah, like, I don't know if you guys remember.
Wait, hold up. What's sick as fuck about the 2000s, baby, is you experience like the 99s.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, so like people are like, ah, like the 90s, and you're like, I was like, I still remember that.
Like all the Drake and Jaws. Like,
yeah, all that bro, shit, bro.
Kids these days don't even know who Hannah Montana is.
That's fucked up.
I know that. That's when I was like, damn, we can know a little bit, you know?
I fuck with Disney Channel.
Yeah, I was a
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Like,
yeah.
I didn't watch the fucking one where
it went to Sweet Life on Deck.
I didn't watch that stupid ass shit. Nah, that shit killed me.
I was Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon.
I didn't fuck with Cartoon Network.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie.
Regular show?
I really, yeah.
For real, that
I was on Cartoon Network heavy. Probably more than Disney.
I was on Nick and Disney.
Nickelodeon, SpongeBob.
Yep, SpongeBob.
I was on SpongeBob.
Hey, look at my
new shows to this day.
I remember my uncle used to hate SpongeBob, and when every time I went to go visit my cousin, we would play it, and like 10 minutes in, he'll be like, nah, take this shit
off.
Turn
that shit off.
Oh, it's because they look at me sneaking.
He said that it was just like shit. He just said it was just like a lot of dumb, like he didn't even like
laughing shit. I was also The Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Oh,
I grew
up on The Simpsons.
I watch like Kids Next Door a lot.
Family Guy,
Dan
South Park.
Schneider and shit, all that bullshit.
Dan Schneider,
all that crazy shit. The Nickelodeon guy.
The like one of the big guys.
So like Victorious. Was he like raping them? iCarly.
He
was. Or he was touching them. Shit has feet on fucking.
Yeah.
Nickelodeon shit.
Do you remember when like Sam from iCarly, she'd be like taking off her feet and her socks and shit, her feet.
Weird thing.
And she would be like this. And that would be because Dan Schneider would like write it into the script because like he had like an obsession.
Foot fetish, but it's like weird because like that's kids.
All the kids shows have low-key like secret. I've been watching so recently like the ones they have on that, they have like secret.
You can move it.
Other meanings, huh?
They have like secret other meanings. Like the only adult, like the kid won't know what the hell it's.
Well, yeah. Have
about.
You ever watched like an old like SpongeBob episode or like Drake and Josh, and like they say like a joke, and you're like,
what the fuck?
Yeah, they had this shit in a kids episode.
Yeah, for real. Like you just see like the clip that shows it, and then you're like,
I must have missed that. And then you realize you did watch that shit.
Yeah, yeah, but like Jeanette McCurdy's like fucked up right now. Like,
oh, yeah. She's down bad.
She wrote like a book about it.
Yeah, about all that. She didn't want to do the reboot of iCarly either. She's like, I don't want to relive the trauma or something like that. Don't quote me, but like like that.
You think, that must have sucked.
I know, but you think they were in it because of like the money or the contract?
Her mom.
Dude, they're probably too young.
Yeah, her mom was actually like forcing her to do everything.
But also too, imagine you're like fucking like 13 years old. Like,
yeah, show my toes.
Yeah, fuck yeah. It's nothing.
Yeah,
feet ain't that bad.
Nick will show more than the toes.
I
know
a butt nigga backflip. You asked me to do it on Nickelodeon.
He'll show a butthole.
I'll show my butthole on this motherfucker.
But like, the and then you turn like 21 or whatever, and you're like, damn, like motherfuckers like jerk it to feet. And I was over here showing my shit.
Yeah, that is true.
That's weird. It's crazy how all the girls that came, I heard it's burnt out now, but all the girls who came up off the selling feet,
hell yeah.
The low key is just a website and shit.
No, okay. So Feet Finder, right?
Yeah.
I think we've all seen those TikToks where it's like how much is in your bank account? And they're like, like 300,000. Damn, what do you do? Oh, I sell my feet for Feet Finder. You know, that's a fucking paid ad.
Yeah.
No way.
You know
all the ones, all the guys. What do you guys do for a living? Those are all fake as fuck.
You seen the ones where they just bump into someone with a knife or something, and they're running, and they have the headphones on, and then they just, oh, I'm listening to
this. Oh yeah,
Al Mion by Tomas Perez. To shout out Tommy, I'm just listening to this. Oh, just so they could fucking see.
Yeah,
it.
Dude. Like now, like companies are getting so smart with marketing.
Oh yeah, you can't tell if it's ad.
They won't say that. It's
you gotta blame what the people think. You know, like,
dude. Because I'm not even gonna lie, I fell for that fucking Feet Finder. I was like, I don't give a fuck. I'll sell pictures of my feet. I went on the website, bro. That shit's a scam.
I had one question for the podcast. Sponsor. What happened to Logan's Instagram? You were beefing it with
me,
Mark Zuckerberg, bro.
You were beefing it with Mr.
Instagram.
Berg?
Don't fuck. With the funny motherfuckers, too, bro. I'm on my sixth account, bro. I gave up on Instagram.
At least you got your other one back.
This was on the clean side a little bit, you know?
No, I'm not gonna lie.
I don't post wiener on my
But when we were like first on like my old account, we used to post pretty crazy shit. Like it wasn't like bad, like nude shit, but we would say like, bro, we were like posting a
my
story.
My TikToks were bad.
Yeah, our TikToks were bad. And like one of them, I said like I don't know. It was a joke about
we
like
we just always like talk shit to each other.
Yeah, and I got fucking mass reported, bro. Yeah. Like, so I like emailed them. I'm like, what the fuck happened to my account? They're like, yo, you had like 7,000 reports, and I'm like, my stories don't even get 7,000 views, and I'm like, whatever. And I looked at it and it had like 18,000 shares, And I'm like, someone fucking watched my story, sent it, reported me, sent it, reported me. I'm like, damn, bro. Like,
that's crazy though, how that could fuck up a bag. Like, if you, you lose your shit, it could fuck up a bag.
Yeah, right, bro. If you don't know what the fuck you're doing, like, and you lose some shit like that. Like, I had a homie that was making crazy bread off Twitter, bro. He was posting, like, clips.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, and he fucking got his shit DDoSed.
Dude, he had like 300-400K.
Yeah, bro, and he was making crazy.
Yeah, he was. That was like one of his like main sources of income, and then gone.
It's crazy.
And then they fucked him on everything. They fucked him on his Twitter, his Instagram, yeah, his Snapchat, Instagram, his fucking TikTok. His
Instagram, he had like 100K, banned. Made another one, banned.
Right away, huh?
Yeah,
hey, that's crazy. Fucked. It's crazy. A lot of people have like a fucking 100,000, and they lost. So a few people I know, they had 100,000, they lost it, and now they're just trying to get back into that. Like,
it's hard.
Like, it was like, bro, the peak. Like influencer time, what kind of like 19 COVID?
Yeah,
it was crazy. Like COVID, fucking
COVID was a reset. Everybody was at home, bro. Everybody's at home looking at their phone. Like,
that shit was a reset on life. I feel like
And there was nothing to do besides TikToks. Yeah.
So many people blew up off that shit.
I know. Oh, yeah, I'm kind of like, fuck. I wish I made more TikToks.
No, I know.
I seen y'all, but like right before COVID, 2019, when I seen y'all videos. You guys, I saw y'all on Twitter with the car talk.
Yeah. So that's what happened. That's how we blew up. Was like the car talks. It was just us hanging out. COVID happened, and you know, it's a group of four, we couldn't really see each other because like our parents were like, oh nah, like everyone was like taking it serious. Nobody knew what COVID was.
Our dumbasses
he was like,
the reason it spread,
it was better because there was no traffic anywhere.
Oh, hell no, you could go anywhere in 30 minutes.
Yeah, it was crazy.
You go to the moon and back in an hour.
Everything was empty. And then it's like, now it's just, you start to feel the packness now.
Yeah,
and
you
like
feel the packness.
Like, fuck yeah. So then when COVID happened, we couldn't film with each other no more. But I'm like, bro, like looking back on it now, there's so much other videos that we could have filmed. Like going into Zooms and fucking around with like the teachers. Oh my God,
that Nelk Boy shit was nuts when they did that.
You know how easily we could have done that shit?
Like, yeah, shout out Nelk Boys, bro.
I was so, like looking, like, you know, they say 2020 is what? Or hindsight's 2020?
Yeah. Something
like that.
This is like crazy, all the little shit, back to number, all the little fucking coincidences and all that. This is a trip.
How easy it was just to go mess with people and then boom. It's going to make it a million.
I was watching like some 2011 type videos of Joji. You know how Joji used to be a YouTuber? Yeah, and he was doing some crazy ass shit. And back then they couldn't say it. Right now it's just, there's a YouTuber, TikToker, he's recording something. Get
out.
But back then it was fresh, it was new.
He was doing the crazy shit. And now he's fucking making music.
Bro, and his music's good, bro. He's a creative ass guy because he went from that to that.
He's smart, dark.
Bro, his music's good too.
Yeah,
it is smart.
Yeah,
no. Damn, I didn't even. I completely forgot he was a fucking internet person before. Yeah.
Dude, he was huge on the internet. And
you just reminded
me. And the content that he made was like
fresh
like
at the time.
Raunchy though. It was
what's crazy is like now, bro. You go and do some stupid shit to the wrong person, you get shot, bro. Like
facts.
Now you can't fuck around. Like bro, the Nelk Boy shit. Like I remember when we first we would watch him at my house, and I'd be like, fuck, that's so funny. Now you see like young kids trying to like do some funny shit.
Socked.
Someone get beat up, shot, robbed. Yeah. I'm like, bro, come on, man. Like
people are tired of that shit, kind of.
Facts. Yeah, well, it's also too. It's because like before it was kind of like you mess with them, but you're not really like
actually
like
messing.
Yeah, it's just kind of like you're making yourself look stupid or whatever. Now, okay, that's been done. Now you're trying to fucking do some crazy shit because
everything else has played out. Yeah.
Like, have you guys seen My House Is Dirty?
Nah.
Dude, that motherfucker be throwing like fucking like dodgeballs. He'll dress as a mannequin.
Oh yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And
then
when they pass by, he'll throw a fucking dodgeball there, and then he'll go back as a mannequin. Yeah.
That's the wrong person.
Yeah. People have died off the trends, like the bleach, the little tad pods thing.
Oh, that was so
tad pods.
People have died off
that's
the trends.
Crazy.
Okay, wait. If we're being honest,
that's natural selection, bro. That's natural selection. Also, I think
that cinnamon challenge. You guys remember?
That shit smoked me. I ain't gonna lie.
Wait, but the Tide Pod challenge, like, or the Tide Pods, I think everyone's kind of wanting to eat them.
And they look pretty.
I'm not gonna lie. I bit one.
You know the Dubalines? The Dubalines?
Oh, yeah. They look like them.
Yeah. They look like the different flavor,
bro. You're like, okay, I'm not gonna, but like, you know, if they
were. Yeah, for I looked at it, and I'm like, I bit the blue part. And I even thought about it. Nah, hell no.
Yeah, you just want
to
pop it.
Yeah, you feel me? Just to feel the little. But you already know that tastes gonna be horrible for sure.
Yeah, you already know. You're gonna be like, eh. So, about Sway Lee.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was like the last thing we wanted to kind of touch on.
Yeah. Shout out Sway Lee, bro. It was crazy, bro. We were like, I think it was just me. I had met him before, back when I was with the rapper. And then I was at a hotel with Benny Sullivan. Shout out Benny Sullivan.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Monrovia. Shout out all of them. And we went to eat, and then we was in an Uber, and they were like, they were in the room changing real quick, and we came back, and or they're like, oh, we're about to be down there, just wait for us right there. And we were waiting for like 5 minutes, and then I just see Sway Lee. I'm like, oh shit, shout out Sway Lee. I was like, yo, let me holla at bro. I told the homies that were with me, I was like, yo, let me holla at bro. And then we went, we said what's up, and then he was like, oh, all right, what's up. And I shouted out the homie Lonnie. Lonnie used to be a security guard, mm-hmm. and I know Lonnie. And I was like, oh, you know Lonnie, and that's, oh, you know Nani, what's up? And I tapped him. I was like, yo, I'm trying to get you in this hoodie. It's like, I was like, he's like, that shit's fire, bro. And then he's like tapping with, I don't know, from someone from his team. He's just like tapping with bro right there. He'll link you up with me. And then I tapped in. We went. We pulled up. Like a week later, we pulled up to his crib, bro. That shit was crazy. He was working on that Stand remake.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
He was working on that shit.
My lean's gone cold. Yeah, I'm wondering why. Yeah. That was hard, bro. That was hard. Yeah. I know that shit by my head.
So we just pulled up on him. We shot him a couple things, and he showed love for us. That did a lot for us too.
So he's cool,
yeah,
like that.
Bro. Yeah, he was dope, bro.
He shout out Sway Lee.
Yeah, facts.
Shout out Sway Lee. In the city.
That trend was stupid.
That was the hardest trend out in high school.
No, though. No, I'm saying like it went stupid.
No, it went fucking ape shit, bro.
I think that was like the beginning of like music and trends.
Yeah.
No, the Harlem Shake.
No.
But I feel like,
was it the Harlem Shake?
Dude, no, the Harlem Shake.
Yeah, I think that one.
Black
let's
people.
Do yeah, the yeah, that one.
Let's do the Medicacelli.
But I think there's a difference because what is Harlem Shake? Like, no, where did it come from?
Which one? It came from a. No, which one? This one, dumbass, Bernie. It was the Bernie first, and then the Harlem Shake, yeah. Motherfucker.
The Bernie is OG.
Yeah, and then it was Harlem Shake, and then it was.
But I think the Harlem Shake was bigger than the Bernie.
No, fuck yeah, the Harlem Shake. No, the Bernie.
And then
was
Black
for people.
Beatles was bigger than the Harlem.
Yeah,
Shake. Everyone just stay still. Everyone did that shit.
And now, if you think about it, there hasn't been a music trend like that that's where it has saying. To do with dancing since then.
No, that's TikTok.
Oh yeah, bro.
No, I know, but like I'm saying, like what. Like, you gotta think of a song that, I mean, like, back
where it's like,
then,
where it's like not a dance.
Where it's not a
where
dance. It's like, yeah, more, like it's everybody could do Black Beatles, and not everybody can hit the Renegade.
Yeah. Like, oh, it's more like, crazy. It's more like a relatable. Because, like, relatable shout beat. Out, like, Chino, dijeron que no la iba a lograr, and they just post some fly ass shit, and that goes out. Like, they bro, said we weren't going to make it.
And now look at us. Like,
yeah, so it's like, it's more like.
Universal.
Yeah, like universal, anybody can do it. Anybody.
But shit's still popping off of that challenge.
Yeah,
challenge
hell yeah, bro.
Shit, you know?
Yeah.
But just not dance.
Yeah,
not dance really like
that. No, the dances still go crazy. Oh,
the PRC one.
Yeah, that one too. That one's going to go big too.
Logan Paul did that shit, bro.
What?
Everybody does that shit.
And last song.
Oh, yeah.
No, that one is pretty big, actually. Like, what the fuck?
There's a few, but it's trendy
but they don't stick. Yeah,
they don't stick. It's not like universal shit.
Yeah, like with the Black Beatles, you had like NBA teams doing
China
it.
China did it.
Should we run that
I
shit?
Even
real
fuck
quick?
With China. I were just seeing
should we run that shit?
Honestly, I was the one tweaker that sucked in that shit. I had ADHD and shit. Right. Fuck. Like, hurry up, record me and keep walking, motherfucker. I'm about to Twitch.
But yeah, shout out Sway Lee. That was dope.
Yeah,
and it's
shout
crazy because Sway Lee, bro, like, Sunflowers was one of the biggest songs, like, of that year. Ever,
completely
bro.
Forgot about that shit.
That shit's like crazy, and it's going to be live forever because of fucking Spider-Man.
Yep.
It was like he was one of the top people we've ever. I think he's like one of the biggest people we've ever got wearing our stuff.
That's dope. That's just the beginning, bro.
Yes,
that's
sir.
Where it's gonna go.
Yeah.
Yes, that will. Big shout out to TMI for stopping by, bro. Thank you guys.
We appreciate you guys
for sure. You know,
I mean, I feel like we touched all the fucking topics.
Right? Yeah. Appreciate y'all for real for having us.
But yeah, shout out.
Yes, sir. Hell yeah, appreciate y'all for real.
Wow.
Tap in. Yep. Tap in fast.
Make sure y'all check out TMI. Make sure y'all fucking with Alex, and make sure you guys are going to the endeavors that they're stepping into.
Yes, sir.
Make sure to check out Sweet Tea. Make sure y'all liking our past videos for the pod, Nick at Night. And yeah, man, just continue to show love. Keep sharing it, man. We're gonna keep going. Thank
you.
Yes, we out this bitch.
The TMI project.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.